At the Sound Healing Center, we have four main things going on: the Institute, the Sound Healing Store, the Sound Therapy Center, and the Sound Healing Research Foundation. At Globe Institute, we offer two sound healing certificates and one audio recording certificate. All of them are also offered online, as well as in-person here in Sausalito, outside of San Francisco. We're the only state-approved college in the entire United States that offers sound healing. David has written the number one selling books in both fields, The Art of Mixing, The Art of Recording, and in Sound Healing, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing. The Sound Healing Store has over 400 sound healing instruments and technologies. We also have a physical store where you can experience everything. In the store, we've got over 100 CDs and downloads. We've got all of my books. We have a full range of instruments, including crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, didgeridoos, gongs, drums, rattles, tuning forks, and a full range of melodic instruments. We also have a wide range of consciousness-raising technologies, including sound chambers. We have sacred geometries and pendants, color and light therapies. We also have our brainwave assessment kit software and the voice analysis software. And we've got a full range of vibroacoustic tools. We make sound lounges, sound tables, sound vests, sound pillows, sound dolphins, and bass straps. All of these are excellent for a wide range of physical and emotional issues and just getting you relaxed and blissed out. At the Sound Therapy Center, we have over a dozen treatments that we offer here in Sausalito, and many of them we offer online. At the Sound Healing Research Foundation, you can find over 1,000 clinical and student papers categorized for easy searching. You will also find the Medical Sound Association with over 1,000 doctors and sound therapists meeting bi-monthly to create treatment plans for a wide range of issues. These 30-page treatment plans are an excellent resource if you're working on a specific issue for yourself or a client. Check out medicalsoundassociation.com, where you can also join and attend our bi-monthly meetings. Finally, we have the Sound Education Association. We got a grant for $100,000 to bring our curriculum into two Montessori schools. With over 100 teachers and administrators, we've created over 2,500 exercises for kids from 3 months up to 18 years, all based on the books on brain development. We're now expanding the curriculum and creating schools around the world. Check out soundeducationassociation.com, where you can also join for free. You can find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. You can also email us at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call 415-777-2486. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hi there, I'm David. Let me tell you about some things that are going on at the Institute. We've got our 19th International Globe Sound Healing Conference coming up November 13th to the 16th. Registration is now open at globesoundhealingconference.com. We've got 18 of the top researchers, pioneers, instructors, doctors, sound therapists, and musicians with a sound bath before or during every presentation. And we've got some really amazing people this time, including Tom Kenyon. I'm really excited we're to interview Tom Kenyon. So check that out at globesoundhealingconference.com. We also have a concert coming up on October 25th with Ruby and myself, and it's The Sound of Love. It's really profound. It's really excellent. It's really incredible. Ruby's got the sweetest, soft voice for bringing you into the zone as well. We also have an open house on Sunday, October 26th. Come in, get on the sound table, get blissed out, learn how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then we have our in-person class. You can still jump in. It's in Sausalito outside San Francisco, Monday and Wednesday nights. Half of it's online. You can start that anytime. You could also start the next round when it comes up in January as well. Or you could do the whole program online. You could start next weekend, October 18th. And it's all about how sound works at every level of reality, but also how sound works for healing and raising consciousness. And then, so you can do your own practice. It's really, we're a vocational school, so we have to place 70% of our students. We have the recording program that just started. I wrote the number one books in audio recording and producing. And so you could jump in that. That's totally online. And then we have the voice analysis software training coming up November 23rd. You can actually get the software and do treatments on people online or over the phone. And you can also get a treatment to check it out. And then we have our brainwave software as well. So you can, again, find everything at soundhealingcenter.com. Today we're talking about oneness and unity consciousness. It's now proven that we can access these states. And in fact, they can actually show with the EEG map, I'll show you in a bit, when you're in that state. Oneness and unity consciousness is, at its core, it is the recognition that you're intimately connected to universal intelligence, a higher power, and ultimate truth. It means the boundaries between you and everything else disappear. It refers to the understanding or belief that everything is interconnected. Everything is part of a singular whole. It's the idea at a fundamental level, there are no separations between things, and especially between people. And this concept is common in many spiritual traditions. When I ask people at open houses or workshops, how many people have experienced oneness or unity consciousness? It's probably average about 30%. When I ask people how many can access it at will, it goes down to less than a quarter. If you go online and check out on YouTube the near-death experiences, they commonly say, yeah, I went through the tunnel, I was one with the universe, and there was indescribable love there. People commonly say when they're one with the universe, there's this massive love, universal love, which is really interesting. It's like we're part of this higher being that's running universal love. And when we finally reconnect, because we were connected before we were born, and we're often, babies are often still connected, they say, until one. Their crown is still open. They say it is the crown chakra, which is the pineal gland. Some people call in or say it's part of the pituitary and hypothalamus as well, but most people say it's the crystalline structure of the pineal gland that gets triggered, that opens up this oneness to higher consciousness. And it can be triggered by light. There's many things that can actually bring you into oneness. A lot of people just sit with other people that are in this state in satsang, right? We sit with people that are blissed out or in this state of oneness all the time and hopefully absorb it by osmosis. Sometimes these spiritual leaders do what's called Shaktipat, where they open up the Kundalini energy all the way up to the crown, and then you go into this oneness. Sometimes it happens in nature, where we're actually totally just something, the beauty of nature totally takes us there. Sometimes it's drugs. It happened a couple of times when I was on drugs, and people commonly say when they're on ayahuasca, they go into oneness and have an experience, or DMT, right? So it can happen from multiple things. When we're in a state of oneness, you're mostly in a state, brainwave state of theta. Now, brainwave states are simply different rhythms at different speeds. And it's measurable. These brainwave states are measurable with EEG. So you're mostly in a theta brainwave state between 3.5 and 7 cycles per second, which is like whoa, 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 whoa. Everybody's a little bit different. So when you find your theta, where you are, when you're in the state of theta, which is kind of a spaced out state, really creative, and then when you're even when you're running love, you're in theta, but when you're one with the universe, you're in theta as well. So if you find your particular rhythm of theta between 3.5 and 7, you can just about get you into that state. You're in the zone, so it's just like one tiny little step to open up to oneness and unity consciousness. So we can ultimately use brainwave entrainment, which is binaural beat rhythms, whoa, 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 that entrain you into your theta to get you there. Now, technically, it's not just theta. It's actually a whole range of brainwave states. In fact, you can see here the delta is a little bit of delta. The theta is the most, because it's the widest here. And then there's the alpha and beta and all the way up to gamma. So it's a full map. And they can actually show by the actual volume of each of these brainwave states, how strong they are, when you're in that state of actual oneness and unity consciousness. Jeffrey Martin now has figured out specific parts of the brain, little microtubules, which are nerve endings. He's figured out the frequency of them, and he can play ultrasound frequencies into those microtubules and bring you into this oneness and unity consciousness in the lab just about every time. And he can tell when you're there by this EEG map. He's even mapped out different higher states of consciousness from different spiritual traditions to oneness and unity consciousness. He's got a whole map of what different traditions actually talk about, which is really interesting. Now, you can also, Jeffrey Thompson actually has created an album that's been out for quite a while, where he's actually done an EEG map of your brain when you're in oneness and unity consciousness. And then he's got an album that has those frequencies of the different brainwave states that he plays back and entrains you into that same state of consciousness. Although it's a little tricky, because all of those frequencies of the binaural beat rhythms are going through the ears, so they're all mixed together. So how does the brain know to split it out to each lobe? Because different lobes are going to be in these different brainwave states. So it's like one lobe is going to be doing the theta, another lobe is going to be doing the beta, and so forth. So ultimately, the best is to actually have electrodes on the brain where you can actually play the frequency of each lobe to it. Although, as you might know if you've been listening to my podcast, everybody's rhythm of their brain is a little bit different. And that's what we find with the brainwave assessment that we do. And so you need to tune that map, which is a musical interval relationship map, to your particular brain rhythm. And then I bet we could get you into oneness even if you have no idea what it is, right? Oh my God. When you're one with the universe, there's no more anxiety. There's no more depression. There's no more PTSD. We're talking, we now have a cure for all mental, emotional issues. And in fact, you also are completely blissed out. Completely blissed out. In universal love as well. This is major. I think if anything's going to change the world, get everybody blissed out. Now, they say it can be a problem that people don't want to get out of bed because why go to work? You could become homeless, right? It's so funny. I was just talking to some Hathors. I interviewed the woman in the conference, and they said, well, if you want to be in bed, go be in bed. You know, that's exactly what you need. And then abundance will come to you if you're just going with the flow. That was an interesting answer. So ultimately, you get where you can be blissed out and you can actually function. Because when you're blissed out, you also often get downloads when you're one with the universe. I remember being one with the universe once when I knew every answer in the universe I had right there if I just would come up with a question. I had another experience at a Pink Floyd concert where I went into pure oneness and I opened my eyes and there was actually a beam of white light in my third eye and I opened up and I just wanted to hug everybody. I've had that happen quite a few times where I just love everybody. Right? It's really quite amazing. It's really cool when you totally get it, and it's not mentally, you totally get it experientially, that every single being and every single thing in this universe is one. There's no more upset ever. Compassion is completely present naturally then. When you're one with everybody, compassion, because it's you. It's you. How could you not have compassion for yourself? Unless you want to hurt yourself. Right? So it's the ultimate state. It would get rid of all war. It would get rid of all hate. It would get rid of all people hurting each other. It's probably, and it would get rid of all mental emotional issues. This is really, really major. Now, when it comes to sound, there's one thing that get you into oneness really well, or into the theta state, I should say, which is one step from the oneness, and that is tuning in to multiple things at once. When you tune in to all the sparkles on the water, it's like you go into like a kind of a spaced out state, like whoa, right? You're not seeing individual sparkles. You're seeing waves of light going across the sparkles. You're in theta. And the whole brain starts working. Same when you see a beautiful view. Immediately, you go into theta. That's why we love views. It takes us into that zone. It's also when you listen to music, when you tune into all of the sounds at once. I remember when I was in high school, I used to get stoned and put on headphones, and I'd become the music. I was in theta, and I just loved it. It's probably why I became a recording engineer. Well, that is totally one step from being one with the universe, because your whole brain's working. You're tuning into multiple things at once. You can also do it with sound, with instruments, that is. I mean, here's a crystal bowl. So it's got multiple harmonics in it. So let me play them and let you hear them. So here is let's see if I can get it, hold it here. There we go. Here's the low note. And now I'm going to tap it on the side and we'll get a second note. Three notes. Hear all three? Low. And even the higher ones are doing a rhythm. Let me tap it again. Ooh. sound healing instruments have many harmonics that will take you into this theta state by tuning into multiple things at once, especially the gong. I mean, the gong's got 1,000 frequencies. So your left brain can't handle it. So you automatically go into the right brain. The whole brain opens up and you're in the zone. Again, just one little tiny step from oneness with the whole universe. So there's the research that ultimately is going to help us get there that we're doing, where we can actually do these maps. But also, there's different music that can take you there. So, there's a song by Deva Premal and Mitten called Om Namo Bhagavate. And this song actually has you, let me put it this way. It was recorded by a guy named Lumen. And Lumen had come up with this device that he can actually record thought forms. So he actually, it used to be he would just have you hold these metal bars that were connected to two computers. And he would record a few hundred tracks at once in Pro Tools and be able to record your thought forms. So in this song with Deva Premal called Om Namo Bhagavate, he actually had her tune in to multiple things at once. Well, actually had her do three different things at once. Right? So he actually, there we go. So he had her first meditate on transmitting love. And he recorded her meditating on transmitting love through the whole song. And then he recorded a whole nother 300 tracks of her receiving love, recording her thought forms. And then he did a whole nother take through the whole song of being one with the universe. And so then in this song, when you listen to it, these energies are embedded in the background. They're not sound, they're just energy fields, and they're really been bumped up like 1,000 times. So you can actually tune into them, but I want to have you practice this and do multiple things at once, if you like. Okay. So, first of all, let's send love to everybody on the planet with a sound. As you know, around here, you can't do it wrong. You can't be out of pitch. You can't be out of tune. It's always perfect. So just bring love into your heart and send the sound of love to everybody on the planet and the whole universe. Go for the whole universe. They say universal love, it's like we're in the ocean. It's everywhere. So listen for this universal love coming back, not only from everybody on the planet, but just in the ether coming into your heart. Feel it in your heart coming in from the universe. They say it comes in through the thymus down into the heart, or from the crown down the spine. Okay? I feel it. Now, being one with the universe, open up your intention to be one as you were when you were born. It's really just a remembering. When it happens to me, it's like this light fills the whole room, and it's kind of just, it's like, you know, it's like looking at a view. It's just a spaced out, beautiful state. Okay. So now I'm going to play this song and run these three energies of love, transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe. I think of it as a pyramid with these in the bottom left corner, transmitting love and receiving love, being one with the universe at the peak of the pyramid. Okay, so I'm going to play this song where Deva Premal has been recorded doing these three energies. Okay, enjoy here.
Om Namo
Deva Maya.
even if you didn't go to one that's kind of blissed out, hopefully. Let's now tune in to every frequency in the entire universe. That's what everybody says when they're one with Source. Source is all. It's every frequency. So let's tune in to every frequency. Okay? Imagine you have this cosmic array of speakers in front of you, transmitting all frequencies of sound into your body. Just be still and let them come in from the lowest all the way to the highest and everyone in between. From the highest to the lowest and everyone in between. Feel them all coming in, perfectly harmonious, like the cosmic Om. All at once. But then there are frequencies below our hearing range, which are rhythms. Below 20 hertz, it changes into a rhythm, like really fast rhythms, na na na, all the way to slower, whoa, 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 all the way down to whoa, whoa, to the breath. Add in all these rhythms, all the rhythms there are below sound. Add those in to all the sound frequencies coming out of this cosmic array of speakers. So now you've got all sound frequencies and you've got all rhythms as well. Just be still and feel them all coming into your body. Perfectly harmonious. But there are rhythms way slower than our breath. There's the spinning of the planet. One day is one breath, 24 hours. Feel that one and add it in to this cosmic array coming into your whole body. But then there's the Earth going around the Sun, one breath in 365 days. Feel that one coming into your body as well. And then there's the precession of the equinoxes, which is the tilting of the Earth in relation to the stars. And it's got a cycle of one breath in 26,000 years. It's the Mayan calendar. And we just completed it in 2012. How still you gotta be to feel that rhythm. One breath in 26,000 years. Add it in. Then there's the sun going around the Milky Way in about 200 million years. Oh my God, how still you gotta be to feel that one. Whew. Add that breath in to all the other frequencies. Then there's the Milky Way going around whatever it's going around, which is like a billion years. Add that in. I even say that the Big Bang is an expansion and then contraction over trillions of years. Oh my God. Add that in. So we got the Big Bang, the Milky Way going around whatever it's going around, the sun going around the Milky Way, the precession of the equinoxes, the Earth going around the sun, the Earth spinning, all the rhythms, all the sounds of sound, frequencies of sound, all the way up to the frequency of light, really fast vibration, and all the colors of light. Add those in to this whole array of frequencies coming in to your body from this cosmic speaker set. All at once. Even faster than that is the atom. Atom is so fast. And then the quark is even faster than that. they say that matter goes in and out of reality 600 billion times per second. It's like the fastest vibration we know of. 600 billion times per second. Add that in. We've now got the fastest frequency all the way down to the slowest, the Big Bang, and everyone in between. Be still and feel them all coming into your body, perfectly harmonious like the cosmic Om of creation. Now bring all of those into your body, because we are a hologram of the whole universe. We are all of these frequencies. Be all frequencies that we are. Feel it perfectly harmonious in your body. We are the whole universe. We are Source. We are God. And everybody is all of these frequencies. So in this place, we're all one. Feel this oneness with everybody and everything in the universe. We are all frequencies. Multiple things at once. From this place, the illusion of separation that we live in just seems silly. Also, any one frequency would bring us down. I don't really want to hear one frequency. There's nothing better than all frequencies at once. It's like all is known, like the shaman that can hear the song of the plant and sing it. All is known, all is perfect, and all is well. And there's indescribable love here. Whenever you tune into multiple things, you can now access this state. Set your intention to go to this whenever you can, whenever you've got time. I mean, ultimately, it's the most important homework you could ever have. Alice Bailey says, ultimately, we're all going to be one with the universe all the time. That's where we're all headed. And it's really, you can't even imagine it, to be in this bliss state all the time and go through your day, right? So now the whole thing becomes, why are you doing what you're doing? Well, it's all service. It's all service. That's all that matters anymore. And it's so easy to love your brother and see exactly how so many people are just lost because they're entrained into the craziness of our society for thousands and thousands of years. It's no one's fault. They're just lost, like me sometimes. I want to play a recording that we did in the school with 30 people toning the energy of oneness and unity consciousness. And I created a little video of different images with it. So check this out. And again, go into that state. Stay in this state as you're there, where we are all one. Okay. Let me share my screen. If this is everybody toning the energy of oneness. You can tone along. You don't have to, though, if you want to just listen. But you can tone along and go to that multidimensional state that is actually the core of our being. Oops, wrong one. There we go. Okay. from this place, there are no challenges or conflicts. It's all about growth. Even what's going on the planet, in politics, it's all perfect to move us forward. And imagine no more mental, emotional issues ever again for anybody. And the whole physical body starts healing. Imagine everybody on the planet, one with the universe, all hearts connected, all the time. Oh my God. Hold that thought forever. Thank you for listening.